USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Schools across the country starting the day with a moment of silence to honor basketball great Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and the seven other people, including the pilot, killed on the helicopter in Calabasas, California.
I was sad because I asked my dad's favorite basketball player.
The NTSB trying to get to the bottom of why the chopper crashed. Heavy fog in the area. Police choppers were not allowed to fly at the time. Kobe reportedly had special permission. President Trump meeting at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ahead of a new peace plan that will be released. To Capitol Hill, where the president's attorneys continue to argue the case he did nothing wrong, it still remains unclear if witnesses will be called to the Senate. And the number of people who have died in China from the coronavirus soaring. Many, many others sick, and here in the U.S., five confirmed cases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
A deadly deck fire in Alabama leaves at least eight people dead. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The fire broke out early Monday morning at the Jackson County Park boat dock. In addition to the people killed, seven people were treated for injuries and released, while at least 35 vessels were destroyed in the blaze or significantly damaged. More people may be missing, leading Scottsboro Fire Chief Gene Necklace to say,
"Our primary objective remains to check everybody. Every vessel, everything we can check to ensure that we've accounted for all the victims."
And he says there's no indication yet what caused the fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, a terrible session for stocks, with the Dow dropping 454 points to close at 28,535. The NASDAQ down 175 points. The S&P 500 down 52. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump sitting down with Fox News for an interview. He's asked about the state of California and health insurance there regarding covering abortions. USA Radio's Tim Berg says the state violating federal law regarding the procedure. Here's his report.
The Trump administration told California it's violating federal law by requiring insurers to cover abortion and threaten to withhold federal funding if the state doesn't end its mandate. President Trump telling Fox News why this is the right thing to do.
I think we have a group of people that are just amazing, and they've been with us, and we've been with them, and we want to do what's right. We want to do what we feel is right.
The White House says California has 30 days to repeal its abortion mandate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
To the economy now, gasoline prices continue to drop, with the national average for regular unleaded at $2.51 a gallon. USA Radio's John Clemens with the details.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us oil prices continue to plunge, falling to $53 a barrel. That's down $6 per barrel from a week ago, but don't expect it to keep falling.
Average gas prices will likely continue drifting lower as oil prices afford gas prices additional downward move to fall, but prices will likely not head down forever. A gas price decline may last several more weeks before the transition to summer gasoline begins in earnest in about a month's time.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.